Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
What do you do when your faith is challenged? Do you blame God and run the other way? Or do you begin spiritual rehabilitation and look beyond the immediate challenge for strength and help which you don't possess? I suggest that the first thing to do when your faith is challenged is to turn to the pages of God's Word. Identify with people who have problems such as you have and have found an answer. But don't stop there. The second guideline to strengthen the foundation of your faith is to refuse to relinquish what you know to be true. In times of disaster, your head will tell you things which your heart may not feel. No temptation or trial has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will provide a way out so you can stand up under it, wrote the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. Your head knows that, but your heart doesn't. Remember the words of Isaiah 43, when God said, "When you walk through the waters, they will not overflow you, and when you go through the fire, it will not burn you." You know deep down inside that God has not made you a target for His wrath, and that the trial you are now facing is not because of personal failure. When the second guideline comes into play, as C.S. Lewis once put it, you have to tell your emotions where to get off. In his book Mere Christianity, the late C.S. Lewis said that when he was an agnostic, there were times when faith looked very reasonable. And since he had become a Christian, there were times when he indeed felt like quitting. When your faith is challenged, don't go by feeling. And don't give up on what you know to be true, regardless of how you feel. My mother once suffered a mild stroke and was rushed to the hospital. The very day she was admitted to the hospital, she was taken for her first session of physical therapy, rehabilitation. They didn't wait until she was hopelessly crippled. Rehabilitation started that very day. I couldn't help thinking how many spiritual cripples could be salvaged if they would only allow spiritual rehabilitation to begin the very day their faith is shaken. But far too often, we're hesitant to let anybody know that the foundation of our faith is being shaken by an earthquake of doubt. And we sustain tremendous damage before we cry out, "Help, I am really hurting." When your faith is challenged, it is much like a bone that is broken. It certainly hurts, of course. It's dangerous, but set properly and healed, in time that bone can be far stronger than the one which was never injured. Almost everyone at times faces difficulties and trials and testing. From Elijah to the 12 who walked with Jesus, the pages of Scripture are full of men and women whose faith was tested. If you get together with a few trusted individuals, you will find that everyone, without exception, does go through difficult times when they're tempted to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Do you know what that means? When you bathe the baby, the water gets dirty, right? But who throws out the baby because the water is dirty? "I just won't go to church anymore because of all the hypocrites there. God didn't answer my prayer and give me the money I wanted. I prayed, but my friend died." Your faith is tested. Remember, guideline 1, go to the Word. Guideline 2, refuse to relinquish what you know to be true and hold on to the Lord.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.